Falling asleep in a coochie is a different level of disrespect. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level of disrespect, Dwayne. It's a different. You said you put a hand, your head on her back and fell asleep while you were giving rounds. Does that sound okay? Are you okay in your cup? Like. Hey guys, it's producer Haney.
Hey, what's up? It's Dweezy.
Hi, what's up? I'm Lebo.
And this is Sex Show, episode 6. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. If you are new to the if you've been here before, welcome. If you are new to the show, jam-packed usual shenanigans. Mrs. Rustenberg is still sitting there on the digital screen, but the two Hatfield Huns right here at the station.
I'm not a Hatfield
Hun, but okay. Liar. Haney, what have we got on the show today?
So, for today's show, we are talking about if it's okay for your partner to have an OnlyFans account, and if your opinion matters about it, about the fact that you have an STD. We're also talking about falling asleep during sex. Like, is this an acceptable thing that is happening in 2020? And for our hated or rated, I don't even want to get into it too much, but we're talking about sex positions.
Yes! Some yoga in the bedroom.
Being on top is not the one.
Being on top is not the one.
No.
Pillow princess. This is a pillow princess.
When they say come on top, you must act like you.
Still, why she does not orgasm. We every week finding out again and again why she doesn't orgasm. Let's kick the show off. What are we starting
with? Have you ever orgasmed, Henry? Tell you, just laughing.
Wait, what? Yes, all the time, Charlotte. I do it all the time.
I orgasm
all the time. but at least I'm not fucking somebody and then I don't orgasm. You see what I'm saying? I'm not catching bodies with no orgasm. So, for our relationship guru question, as usual, it's a DM. Somebody is saying, my girlfriend always jokes about having an OnlyFans account, and I told her I wouldn't be comfortable with that, but my sixth sense is telling me that she does have one. And so, how do we feel about this, guys? I'm all for an OnlyFans, but I'm not in a relationship, so...
Yeah,
what do you think?
It's different when you're in a relationship because you being in a relationship means you agree to respect your partner and make decisions together in certain instances. Like, if they're not comfortable with it, either you leave the relationship or you don't do it. Those are the two options.
Was that like solid don't be a hoe advice from Lebo? Like, that was the advice I would have.
I'm kidding.
She's very out of character today. I don't know what she's on.
Listen, create your OnlyFans. Fuck that.
I think literally a motto for the show is communication. It has to be communicated. It has to be communicated honestly and openly. Personally, I don't feel that having an OnlyFans when you're in a relationship as like an exclusive OnlyFans is good. I think that if it's like then becomes a couple's OnlyFans when you're in that relationship, that I can endorse, and then you know you can share the fruits of both of your labor. But I think it's if you have a secret OnlyFans, and you know how easy it is to find secret OnlyFans.
Dude, it's so easy to find things on the internet, period. Like, I'm gonna find out.
Yeah. Even you and your fake name, your little porn star name that you decided to give yourself.
Peaches.
It'll all come out because all you have to check is that OnlyFans sends emails. It sends emails. If you just check the emails, you'll find it all very quickly.
So what if this is like providing a lot of funding for the person? This is not necessarily the scenario that we were given, but say, I mean, OnlyFans has been known to give and fund people's lifestyles. So now you come into my life and now I have an OnlyFans account. So now what? Do I stop? Do I continue? Like,
make me part.
Also, why are you dictating what I have to do? And this is just a question. I
make me part of your content. Because if you have jack-off videos on your OnlyFans where you're jacking off, let me jack you off. You don't have to put my face in it. It'll just be my hands. If your hun is an OnlyFans and she does pleasures herself but doesn't want it to be sex, just her, help her out. Massage her, you know, create a different fantasy. You're now a special added person. But you must also have access to that OnlyFans so you can see who's commenting, you can see who's DMing, you can see all those kinds of things, what's happening. And it must only be OnlyFans.
It's kind of tricky because if before getting into the relationship, I already had the OnlyFans, and then all of a sudden, when you think you're going to stop my bag, please, hey, we're not stopping bags for next. Oh, guy, are you going to give me the money?
What if he does? Yeah. Would you stop?
No, but then he has money, and then there's more money, and then it's double money.
Okay, but then why not let him come in your bag and, like, come in your bag? Why not let him come in and, like, make the bag bigger?
I mean, he could, but, like, do you think men in South Africa would want to do that?
I mean, come on.
I wouldn't. I just think it's open. And at the end of the day, apart from all of these little scenarios, we have open, honest communication. If you're lying about it, you're probably doing other things that you're lying about behind their back. So just talk.
And also, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not like cheating. You're selling content and getting money from it. It's not like you're fucking the guys that watch your videos.
If people are getting off on you, that's okay. Yeah. But you mustn't be getting off on them. You must be getting off on me. That's the
a word.
I mean, but also you're not the gabadia. So if I'm calling you, oh, bro. If you know, doing it right,
leave. Okay, so recently we got a question on our Twitter. If you go to the Tux of M Sex Show Twitter, we put like a little box there for people to like anonymously send through questions and suggestions and all that kind of stuff. And one person came through now and said that over the course of this lockdown, they had sex with their partner and in doing so end up catching a STI, chlamydia, all right? So they called themselves a young clam. So, you know, Mr. Krabs. So what ended up happening, okay, I don't think they're the same thing. But anyway, she now needs to go to the doctor. She now needs to get meds. She now needs to talk to someone about this. And she doesn't know how to talk to her parents. How do you talk to parents about STDs?
Bro, you don't. You don't. Level one thing. Nah, bro, you can't. And you're on their medical, so you're going to use their medical. You must tell them. Otherwise, it's going to talk. Then it's worse if they find out from an email saying you paid this much for me.
And what the thing is, that's expensive medicine. Bro. So you're going to end up having to say, what medicine? Let me see this medicine. Now you must bring it.
Exactly. Oh, guys, listen, in my scenario, I cannot reiterate enough that I have West African parents. How do you even first start with the conversation of you having sex? Like, it's so multi-layered. You must first start with the fact that you're having sex and you're not married. Then you must go and say that you're having sex that I guess was unprotected, right? Then after that, you must go and say that you have chlamydia? The club? Oh, child. I'll be lucky if I even get to take their medicine just for the chlamydia. I'll have to be admitted into hospital for something else, for a beatdown. Like, how do you even... Oh, my days.
I'll be honest, there are some families, the people I share a common heritage with, where mommy will be like, oh, it's okay, my baby. Let's go to the doctor. Let's get you what you need. I'm telling you deadass there are some of those parents. Otherwise,
well to that parent.
I know that my mom will only have me for being reckless and catching it because I was reckless. It won't be about the sex. It won't be about any of that. It would purely just be about why were you reckless? Now you have an STD, but let's go get it sorted out. And that on my side, I think, will be down to communication. I think that we talk a lot more openly about sex and all that kind of stuff that I don't think maybe other cultures do. So it's very easy for us to break through all of the other taboo stuff because none of that is actually taboo and just get to, I have a medical problem now, and then they see it just as a medical problem.
I have a trick. so you don't get caught. I think it was my sister. I'm not sure. I don't want to accuse her. But this one time, we were on the same medical aid. She used the medical aid to buy some meds. But she came to Hatfield to buy the meds. Who lives in Hatfield?
So it's you. Got blamed.
No, my mom asked me, but I don't think it was anything hectic. So it was just like, I'm not sure if she actually did it, but like.
I thought your sister sold you under the bus.
I was about to say.
Someone else on your medical list and buy the meds and just.
Okay, don't listen to her. I think the best advice that you definitely... Imagine throwing your siblings or aunt or uncle underneath the bus then.
They'll be fine. They know I fuck with
them. Never.
But you know what I'm saying? Imagine your aunt and your uncle on this medication, on the medical aid, and then you go to where your aunt lives, and then it clicks, and then your mom asks your aunt, why are you buying STI medication? And the uncle's like, why are you buying STI? Then next thing is a rat. They divorce.
My sister has two kids. They already know she's having sex.
But having an STI.
That's the same as getting pregnant. It happens through unprotected sex.
It's not about the unprotected sex. No, it's the fact that she got clams, bro. My biggest advice is, if you're really not comfortable, we always say communication, you should be able to talk. If you're not able to talk, and we understand people are, go to a friend who has a little bit of change, who loves you dearly, and then just go with them and do it. Let them buy the medication on their medical aid. If you know, find a white person and say, white person, go buy me my chlamydia medication, please. Your parents won't ask you questions. And then zoom away, do it in private, do it in peace. That's just the way it's going.
Them white friends do come in handy. You can go talk to Ben's mom. Mm. She's chill. You tell her, I'm so scared to talk to my parents. And then she'll be like, I'll get you. Mm. They're also rich, you know.
No, but it's caring as well. It's care. It's care, end of the day.
It's care.
Yeah. Care.
So for our confession for today, basically, it's just somebody who has admitted to falling asleep during sex, during rounds. Man said... my two experts, have you ever fallen asleep during sex, and what do you do?
Don't tell me you fall asleep.
At least three times. At least. At least three times I have fallen asleep during sex. One of
what
the times.
Happened?
Okay, so. We came back from the club. The first time was like 2016. We came back from the club. I was really tired, drunk, like just tired, wanting to sleep. Fall on my back. He wants to then play around. For the first 15 minutes, I was there and I was fine with it. The second 15 minutes until I got woken up being like, is everything okay? I wasn't there. I just... Let them do what they wanted to do. I was out like a light. Another time, I was actually doing the work. And I was just getting bored of doing the work. And then I ended up like putting my... And we were like in doggy. And I put my head on their back. And then I just fell asleep.
It's because you doesn't bang, bro.
I was tired.
It doesn't bang, bro.
No, I was just tired. I was so tired. I just couldn't. And then the third time as well, I was just like lying there. And then I just fell asleep. I fell asleep during oral. Like, literally, they were giving me a head and I took a nap.
It's because your shit doesn't...
Oh. Sometimes your shit doesn't break.
You're having sex with someone and then next thing you're like... And then... Block.
You know what the best is? The one time, in one of those three occasions, I was snoring. Like... Because I was lying on my back. So I was there... Shit happens,
that's
guys. You
so
get tired.
Bad.
Sometimes you're not really in the mood. The other person's in the mood. You want to give them what they want. And then you say, do what you need. Tell her what you must.
And that's why you only fuck with big dick niggas, because you can feel them when he's inside.
But wait, level, wait. Sure. But it doesn't matter, because if the nigga falls asleep, the dick is not doing anything because he's asleep.
And that's why your pussy must be tight so he can tie his dick so he can feel.
Level say, like, what the fuck is Level? Get off the mic. Shut up. What are you saying?
Bro, oh, God, hon.
During sex all the time. People fall asleep during sex all the time. It's completely normal. You shouldn't do it. It's disrespectful somewhat. You break the intimacy in the moment. Henny, I'm pretty sure you've fallen asleep masturbating.
I have.
Well, but like, it's because your shit doesn't bang, bro.
No, listen, Linda, listen. Okay, so, but, okay, yeah. So, I can't remember what it was because obviously I fell asleep. But let's just say, man, I had probably done a bit too much that night already. And then I was pushing for another O. And then your girl was just like, nah, bro, I'm tapping out. But it's not like my finger was still on my coochie or anything like that. No, it wasn't like that.
Oh.
I had already decided, but I did fall asleep. It's not like you fall asleep in the coochie. Like, falling asleep in a coochie is a different level of disrespect. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a different level of disrespect, Dwayne. It's a different... You said you put your head on her back and fell asleep while you were giving rounds. Does that sound okay? Are you okay in your cup? Like,
it's not Dwayne. That my shit doesn't bang. Her shit didn't bang.
If you're watching this, it's because your shit doesn't bang, bro.
It didn't bang.
Look, and this was circa 2014. So whoever slept with me circa 2014, catch us up.
Well, on that bombshell, moving along swiftly.
Now, what are they just saying? Oh, they're talking about you. In the comment section, they do it out in the public. They shoot their shots. They flirt in the comment section. So that's what we're talking about right now. Comment section flirting. That's what it says here.
Lebo is literally, you know, she's like in a one-person war in her comment section on Instagram because she will just post a pic. The amount of gents who come through to her and say, shoot. Even in our comment sections on the sex show uploads, they still shoot. It must be tough.
No.
It must be hard, huh? You
know, it can't be easy.
Thank you for giving me the platform.
Heavy is the head.
So hard. Oh my gosh.
Do's and don'ts. Don't be too forward and abrasive.
Yeah.
Don't. It's a comment section. It's public, mate. Take that shit to the DMs. Like, what are you doing?
I'm actually going to go on my Instagram right now and look for a weird comment in the comments.
I don't have weird comments. People know that I'll drag you through the mud if you post a weird comment on my Instagram. I'll just be like, what do you want to do here? I'm saying it's very synonymous to a public display of affection. Very synonymous to a public display of affection. And sometimes it's a bit gross. So a guy, I'm not going to read his Instagram handle. This is on Lebo's last post.
Someone
looking like a caramel fudge cake. Copa,
I'm just like, oh, please relax. At least DM me.
Hey, you see, I think the guy who posted heartthrob or just like an emoji with eyes, I think that's more than adequate. That's more than adequate. However, saying that she looks like caramel fudge cake and he wants a piece, that's not adequate. You need to go to the DMs with your craving, sir. I just think, yeah, there's a way, and there is, like, even, ooh.
That's my friend, though.
Oh.
I
thought there was a guy from Tax of Embassy, or previously at Tax of Embassy, shooting his shot at Lemo.
You've been friend-zoned on the sex show.
But yeah, I think it's just about not being too, because you might scare someone off, or their friends might think you're weird, or their partner, if they're with one, might think it's a bit of an overstep. So just send the heart eyes. You know the heart eyes? Just send them.
Yeah, just be subtle and then go be nasty in my DMs.
I've even seen someone say, check your DMs. And then in the DMs, there was something nasty.
Don't send me a date, but like say something cute.
She's on drugs. I'm telling you. Okay, so today on Hayden and Rated, we are going to be reviewing sex positions. We put a little bit of a poll up on our Tux FM sex show page. But also, we have Ghana TV show. And this is direct at to Henny.
It's your cousin.
It's your people.
That's what they're doing.
We're going to watch this video and see what they're doing.
Jeez. Floyd, did you know?
Okay.
Black Lives Matter.
Uh-huh.
And who do now we see for one side? Now crap. Ushi Musia. You are more grand than she said.
What do you mean you're not going to be see for?
And any assembly.
Okay.
Ti ukura sisini se ya.
Eh-eh.
Ana no kon se ya.
Eh-eh.
Uko deep trust so at the reference. Make one man of best multiple orgasm with other positions. To where the otimi ko kura bo mo osu kura po a enye
bi. That is people watching it.
See ya.
It's so hard to watch.
First of all, wash up massage.
No one massage to the con.
Oh, you self fault need trim. Next him.
Pow.
Explain.
Okay, so for a direct translation as to what he is saying, right? He's basically saying that that is a position, the sex position that they will show, and obviously we'll put up the video, is solely for the satisfaction of the man, right? And that your leg should be up and not down, like your one leg should be up for optimal comfort. And then you obviously you can put your hands on the waist, you can put your hands on the neck, and then hit with thrust.
I've heard that as well. Look, the delivery of the message may have been poor. I mean, the shock of seeing two people standing there watching. But when I tell you that I have multiple good sources informed me, including my own self, that when you're in that position, yes, the doggy, but it's like a lower doggy because the girl's sort of like arching the back going down. And you put your leg up, it means your balls start to sway like this. And that's very, very pleasurable for a man to do while you're in doggy. So I back that message. I do back the message of male pleasure in that moment.
I back it too, just because he said also as well, that this part he didn't obviously show, he said that this is a sex position that you do after pleasuring the woman. And I said, you know
what? Well, let him finish, because it's just going to do this, and then it's going to stimulate everything, and then he finishes, and then you guys have good sex. I back it. I said. But the delivery...
I back my people!
But the delivery... Questionable.
How do you feel, you and your boyfriend or your husband, you're sitting there watching that man show you how to do this?
And that poor girl was just
educational.
Really up, bro.
It's like, girl, say something, please. Like, yeah, say something, bro. Like,
so, favorite sex position. Henrietta, do you have a favorite sex position?
Clearly not, but I would imagine it to be probably missionary until further notice.
Your one?
There's one called the Lotus. Yeah, when I tell you.
I'm going to find a picture and put it up. Yay, come on.
I'll be on top and enjoy it. Ooh, that position. That's what I'm saying.
My favorite cowgirl. Cowgirl. You, I love to be ridden like a horse. Yo, when I tell you, ride me, daddy! Oh!
Reverse cowgirl.
No, reverse cowgirl is when they're facing that way.
Reverse cowgirl hurts.
Really?
Well, for me.
Wait, I want to try and think where the penis would be.
A lot of people have said that, though.
Reverse cowgirl should be more pleasurable for you. No, it's going towards the back. It'll be going to the... Yeah, it'll hurt. It'll hurt. Shit. Just don't try it. But cowgirl, on Twitter, our poll said that doggy was number one, and then missionary, and then cowgirl. And then I put up a little thing there for people to say other, but reply with the name. But people weren't going to out themselves, yeah. I don't think. You guys are scared, huh? but there are some really wild sex positions out there, like horrible ones. The worst one I've ever seen is like the jackhammer or like the corkscrew. It's where you basically make the girl or the guy, if you're gay, that they like sit on their shoulders and then their necks like bend forward, but you're holding them up like this, and then their legs and everything's up in the air, and then you basically stand on top of them like this, and you just go down. It's called the jackhammer. But they're like up in the air like this. When I tell you, it's Pilates, yoga, and sex all in one, but all I can think about is it hurts. But the jackhammer can be many positions. That just means that you have to be coming in like this.
Yes, Mizofa. Sex is gonna kill you.
Bruh. That's just gonna take you to the ER. What?
When you talk to the ER. What are you talking about?
You probably hear it. When they do it. You're running into... Count me out.
So, following on from what we did last week, we have to answer some questions about ourselves. and go through some questions about sex and all that kind of stuff. Last week, you obviously know the questions. You can just check the old video for those answers if you're just coming to us now. But Lebo, when did you first have sex?
Oh, 18. I just finished my matric exams. It was with my boyfriend at the time.
Oh, sissy.
Henny, when was the first time you masturbated?
For... This is going to sound so bad, but like I was like 13.
Me too.
I was really young when I started.
First time I had...
12, 13.
18, matric vac. That's when I had sex for the first time. Next question. What is the best sex you've ever had? And you have to then pinpoint it obviously to a time. So
so they will figure it out. They'll do the quick math.
Last year's relationship that I was in, that was the cleanest sex. The sex was so clean. I think that's the only thing that kept me there for so long, because the relationship was shit. But like the sex was nice. Shout out, you laid it down.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Best sex I've ever had, and this is gonna, I know this will maybe cut deep to people who watch this, because I do know that some of my exes watch this, but the person I'm with now, at the moment, is literally the best sex I've ever had in my life.
Like I've, last year, my relationship was the only time I nutted every time. Every single time I got my bagel.
It took me 25 years to finally have, like, great sex, but I'm glad it's finally come. In all senses of the word, come.
But I personally feel like it's not the greatest sex I'm ever going to have. I feel like there's still better.
Guys, none of us know marriage sex. None of us know honeymoon sex yet. True. We don't know it. We until the day we find it there when you're in Fiji and you...
Let's go to Dubai. You're telling me you're not going to go down to Dubai. Let's wait for vacation sex first.
We've at least answered what's your favorite sex position. Have you ever been caught having sex?
No.
Have you ever been caught masturbating? To you as well?
No.
Have you?
Yeah. I've been caught.
I just want to know what they said.
It was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. You said?
Was it like, Henrietta, what are you doing? What did they say?
I don't want to say who caught me, but just know, like, when it happened, right, I, like, stopped, and I was, like, in an awkward, not an awkward position, but, like, I just stopped, and I looked awkward. And so, to this day, I don't know if the person really knew what was happening, but it was definitely sus, for sure. The conversation for a week was off.
I've actually been caught, but I don't think they knew, because the way I self-serve is that I lay down on my stomach. So you just think I'm in bed and I have the sheets covered. You're not going to know.
Ah, uh-huh,
That doesn't sound like it feels good.
It really does. Why would I do something that don't feel good? The next disappointment, I'm gonna disappoint myself. Come on.
And then I've never been caught either. I've never even had a close encounter. I think I have supersonic hearing that I can hear them down the hallways. Never been caught. Last one, do you still watch porn?
Yes, sir.
Henny?
Yes, sir.
I can be honest with you. I haven't watched porn since maybe like April.
Hmm.
Wow.
No, not April.
Well, you're in a relationship.
May. May. Since it was not April. May.
Why not?
So it's May, June, July, and now it's almost 4 months. Because you don't need it. That was former. That was our former content producer, Mike. Yeah, but I just don't need to. Like, when you sort of have someone, you can sort of just like think about them. And
I read on Twitter that if you masturbate over your imagination and not porn, you're very strong, because levarengi, bro. You mean
it's not easy. It's not easy.
But yeah, there's some extra questions about us that you now know the answers to.
Those are way too explicit, but okay.
That's it for this week's sex show.
Take the mic. Take the mic from her.
Well, that's it for this week's episode of the sex show. Please do like, share, comment, and subscribe if you're watching from YouTube. Do all those things. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, follow us also on the Tux FM sex show Twitter. It's literally just, I think it's, I don't know what that exact handle is. I think it is just...
You could literally just check it out.
Tux FM sex show.
Yeah, it's just Tux FM sex show. Just check it out. Give it a follow. That's where we will sometimes put content updates for you guys to be part of the content. All those kinds of things. But from me, peace.
Bye.
Peace.